Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
Hey, this your boy Frank Gore. I'm listening to 49ers Rush. Niners all day. Let's bring sis home, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush podcast. here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you guys today. From the mothership, I'm not standing outside in a stadium or doing any of that stuff. I'm back home where I feel a little bit more comfortable and I control all the elements and people aren't, you know, whatever. But so excited to be here with you guys today. The 49ers have today off, no practice today. And I wanted to just kind of step back and go through kind of my notes, some odds and ends that maybe I missed on, you know, just the quick camp reports that I've been doing and all that stuff. And just try to focus on some odds and ends, I guess, different things that we missed, and spend more time with your questions. So if you guys have comments, questions, make sure you tag me in the chat and put that up there. I want this to be a time, kind of a sounding board to catch up, because we spend all offseason based on free agent signings, based on draft picks, which is fun. I love that more than anybody. Don't get me wrong. But now we have, you know, 2 weeks basically of actual 49ers practice, rotations, reps, and, you know, how it's actually going to look. And we don't have a lot of time. So I just want to make sure we get into that and we do the service that, you know, is deserved to the players that, you know, put up and showed up the last 2 weeks and give them their dues. And, you know, kind of as I was doing my notes section for this, balancing positive and negatives. I don't want this just to be, oh, this is great, this is great, this is great. No, no, no. There's an opportunity cost with every advantage. And whenever the 49ers are playing against themselves, if the offense has a bad day, defense had a great day. And, you know, if a cornerback is having a great day, that means he's locking down wide receivers having a bad day. So it's ones-on-ones, which is fun, but you can kind of spin it however you want to. And I know there's always going to be conflicting camp reports, just like there's conflicting whatever after games. Like you could say one player has had a bad day because of this one specific play, but that player got 50 snaps that day. Does that mean the whole practice was bad? You look at the camera, Latu makes a one-handed catch, and everybody's like, oh, Latu's back. And it's like, man, that was one play. But I will say, Latu is coming off his best practice of his young career, and it wasn't the day he had the one-handed grab. No, 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 no. It was the next day. Was it a good practice? No. Was it his best practice? Yes. And so things like that that I want to get into. Want to say thank you to everybody stopping by. What's up, Sid? Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. We got Kim, Chris, Paul. What's up, man? The international crowd is strong this morning. What's up, Vince? We got a lot of people. Appreciate you guys. Mosquito, Leon Sandcastle. What's up, Matthew? And I got to give credit to my man, Matthew. He's been at training camp with me pretty much every day with his binoculars, helping, you know, who's out there with the starting rotation. Because you only got like, you know, 2 minutes. Not even that, as the ones are out there. And I'm sitting here scribbling on my notepad, and I'm like, who's left guard? Who's right guard? And Matthew's the freaking Johnny on the spot, man. So just want to say appreciate you, man. And shout out to my man, Rusty, for helping get tickets and all that stuff and just being such a good dude. So love it, man. This is going to be a really, really fun show. And let me just say this. You know, we started the intro to this show was when we were hanging out with Frank Gore before the 2019 Super Bowl. And I wanted to play that. That's one of my favorites. Just got to hang out with Frank Gore several times now, which is really, really cool. And news for Frank Gore just announced moments ago. The 49ers are going to be inducting Frank Gore into the 49ers Hall of Fame. It was always a matter of when, not if. And I'm so excited, man. It's been pretty cool because you can see Frank's out there at practice every day. He's off to the side talking to players and, you know, all that stuff. So Frank Gore is going to continue to be a part of the 49ers. And he's going to continue to be a part of the 49ers Rush Road Trip because he's going to be coming and doing an event with us this year. Not sure which one, but if you haven't got your tickets yet, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Going on a away trip for the 49ers this year, you got to come party with us. Early bird tickets are still up, but they're not going to be up there much longer. The prices will start to rise as we get closer to the event. We turn in our numbers. We've sold this many to the venues, and that adjusts how much we have to pay to, you know, rent these facilities out, which isn't free, sadly. But so if you want the cheap discounted tickets, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Get over there, get your tickets now. And again, when is Frank Gore going to be inducted into the 49ers Hall of Fame? Guess what? Week one, baby. against the Jets, the Adam Gase special. that's a joke. Obviously, Frank Gore played for the Jets as well under Adam Gase. But, yeah, as if week one, the first Monday Night Football game, Aaron Rodgers coming back, the 49ers off a Super Bowl loss. Like, does it need more? I don't know. But now Frank Gore's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. And guess what? You want to go? And those tickets are insane right now. But if you want an opportunity to go, we're giving that to you. We're giving away two Jets opening day tickets, Monday Night Football, 49ers, Monday Night Football home opener, $20 to enter into this. Now, these are club level seats. These aren't corner end zone, top of whatever. No. These are between the 20s, club level seats, great seats. One entry for $20, or you can get three entries for $50. The link is in the description of this podcast audio, video, however you are watching and or listening, or you can just go to the 49ersrush.com and click around and you'll see it at the top there. But the direct link is in the description of this video. Yeah, $20. Those tickets are going for $1,800 right now, the ones that we're going to give away. So, and again, if we raise enough or sell enough entries, we upgrade the tickets and not looking to make money, always looking just to cover. If we can make two people's have a wonderful experience, we've done lots of giveaways like this, then we will. That's kind of the whole point of the program. So Frank the Tank, how cool is that, man? I'm so happy for that guy. And it's been cool just getting to know him a little bit and hanging out with him. Like, he is the absolute best. I freaking love it. Frank Gore's just, yeah. We could just talk about Frank Gore this whole this whole show. That's what it is. Cynthia says club level is awesome. It is nice. Usually drinks and stuff included, food and all that stuff. It's just a good time. So trying to create those experiences. Now, let's talk. One thing that I saw, I don't know if you guys have had time to watch the Hard Knocks training camp version on HBO. I think it's the best training or best Hard Knocks that's ever been created, because it's literally giving you inside information that's never been put out there before. There's been articles written and all that stuff, but no. Like, they go behind the Giants. I don't like the Giants. I hate the Giants, in fact. I don't mind Daboll, but whatever. Anyway, this past episode during the draft, they let go the draft board markers, which was really interesting. So they showed the full draft board, picks 1 through 260, whatever, and it had all of their classifications on the players, you know, leadership qualities, medical grades, character concerns, you know, all this, whatever, people that can play multiple. And so it's all color coded, blue, pink, red, all that stuff. And so I saw it and I was like, oh, I cannot believe they let that out. Shout out to Warren Sharp. He screenshot it, put it on Twitter. So I started doing some research, even went back and listened to some Giants beat reporters after the draft, and I figured out what some of those were. After I figured out what they were through digging through whatever, then Warren Sharp posted the key, which, awesome job by him. But I was like, I wish I would have been faster on that. Anyway, all that being said, and you can take for this what you will, they had two 49ers players labeled blue. Ricky Pearsall and Malik Mustafa. No other 49ers picks were labeled any color, but I thought that was really interesting. And so I was like, I wonder what blue means. And so listen to a couple beat reporters interviews and stuff like that. Here's how the Giants define blue: all around good leader, teammate, and person. So what do you do with this? Does that mean the Giants had it right, or, you know, whatever? But it's another NFL front office that kind of validates a little bit of those picks, characters, and kind of who they are. And I could honestly say, so far through, you know, a week of training camp, solid. Yeah. And so you could, you know, again, what's the Giants' primary color? What's their slogan? Go Big Blue or whatever, something stupid. So yeah, blue chippers, we call those, you know, gold helmet guys. Oh, yeah, Vince on par. Yeah. Our gold helmet guys seems to be, that's what it is. So all around good leader, teammate, person, that's, you know, just non-character guys, basically the anti Andy Reid type players. That's what it is right there. Yeah, Vince, Pearsall and Malik Mustafa, both blue-coated. I thought that was cool. What's up, Uncle Salty? Glad to see you as always, man. So just thought that was cool. An extra validation, whatever else. And I think Pearsall, you know, the one cool thing about the Giants, whatever, they wanted Drake May. They tried to trade up to number three for Drake May. They still couldn't get it done. And so if they would have went Drake May early, I think they wanted Pearsall in round two. That's just my own interpretation, whether that's accurate or not. Obviously, Drake May went early. They took Malik Nabers. There's no way they were going to take, you know, Malik Nabers and then what's it called? And again, sticking with this, they did take my draft crush, Drew Phillips, the nickel corner. And I was just like, man, I knew I wasn't the only one. We took Renardo Green before that, but I think some similar draft philosophies as far as corners and wide receivers went for the 49ers and for the Giants. Take that for what you will. That's just what it is. What's up, Rick? Coming in from Chicago. What's up, man? Chicago. Appreciate you, man.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Well, actress Katherine Heigl, who saved over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says they've done a lot of research and they've come up with the idea, you want to help dogs' health, you got to help their food. So they've decided to come together and create something called Superfood Complete. It's made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Now, I got to be honest with you, Lucy, our French bulldog, she's a picky eater. A lot of times we can't get her to eat very often. It's just the way she is. She's spoiled. It's what it is. We sprinkled just a little bit of Badlands Ranch on our old food just to kind of mix before we made the transition. That's not an issue any longer. She goes right for it. She doesn't wait. She enjoys it. The health benefits, all those different things are there just because it's healthier food. So if you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. That's BadlandsRanch.com/49ers. Get 50% off your regular priced order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. BadlandsRanch.com/49ers and get your dog that food today.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. this powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's KundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, let's do a couple questions that I want to get to, and then I want to jump back and forth between positives and negatives. Shout out to David. What's up, man? He says, have you had a chance to look at Jordan Elliott? We need him to be that duo block in the run defense. That's not really who he has been in his NFL so far. Now, my favorite thing about Jordan Elliott, and we're about to do, you know, if you haven't caught our 49ers roster series, I just recorded 28. That's going to come out tonight. I think Jordan Elliott's 27. I am with you, David. I think that he is a huge part moving forward, especially for this year. Now, Jordan Elliott, I know way too much about this guy. He went to the University of Texas before transferring to Mizzou for more playing time. I remember him in high school. I remember all these things. Now, he's an undersized guy. He is let me just say this, because he's adapted his game rather well. He was kind of a pass rush specialist only coming out of Mizzou, who played with good leverage. His leverage has now turned into probably the strength of his game. Do I think he's the best, you know, double team splitter, you know, defensive tackle? That's not how he's built. He's getting better at it. He really, really is. Now, the 49ers don't run duo. So right now we're practicing our offense versus our defense. And so that's fine. And you're not going to really tailor-made one-on-ones towards, you know, getting ready for preseason games. You don't do that. You do for week one in the Jets. But what I'll say is we don't run duo. We run our inside zone scheme where there is a combo block, 2-on-1 on that 3 technique, and then one of them shift off to the linebacker play side or backside. We don't do the power. You know, we're double teaming both defensive tackles. That's what duo is. And if you don't know what this is, you go over to the 49ers rush, go to video breakdowns, click football 101, and you can click through and I show you the video of what these plays are. So I don't know. As far as like he's played with probably some of the best leverage, I would argue the two most dominating defensive tackles we have so far through training camp, Javon Hargraves destroying Aaron Banks at every chance he can. And probably Jordan Elliott would be two. Malik Collins has been good, but I'm going to be honest with you, Dominique Pooney has been better. And a lot of that, this is my first positive. So I'm going to spin this, David, if you don't mind, into Dominique Pooney. He's my number one positive through 49ers training camp so far. My number one positive. He has been absolutely awesome. Awesome. And back-to-back days, he got snaps with the ones. Now, context is important, always important. You've got to talk why he's getting snaps with the one. Rookie Dominique Pooney. Well, Spencer Burford broke his hand. He's working on the side. John Feliciano's dealing with some issues. He's taking days off. He's 30-plus years old. like that's pretty typical in camp at this point. So the young pup stepped up. And what was my favorite trait about Dominique Pooney? His anchor. He doesn't get pushed back. And so you're playing against a guy like Malik Collins, who is a leverage player. Dominique Pooney said, uh-uh. He Gandalfed that thing. You shall not pass. And he controlled him. It was awesome to see. And probably the most telling thing was he was stuffing Malik Collins 101, 101, 101 all day. And then they do a D-line stunt where Malik Collins goes through Jake Brendel, and he put that dude on roller skates. Next play, back to Pooney, freaking stuffed. So, like, it's like, all right, now that's what's Dominique Pooney's best asset, anchor, right? I think we had a 9 on his anchor scale. What's Jake Brendel's worst trait? Anchor. So, like, yeah, you're measuring this player's greatest strength versus this player's greatest weakness, but it was a very clear, whew, all right, like, you ain't got to worry about this because he's transitioning from left tackle to right guard. That's huge. So, Uncle Salty, my biggest surprise so far, it's definitely going to be Dominique Pooney. Now, is he going to start early? No, he's not. But I guarantee you in that coaching room, they're going through tape. And Spencer Burford sitting there and all that stuff. I can tell you right now, they're saying, man, let's keep John Feliciano at center. We don't need him to get as many snaps at right guard because Spencer Burford was playing relatively well. Dominique Pooney's playing relatively well. Let's let those two guys fight the right guard spot. Let's let Feliciano and Brendel fight the center spot. Now we're talking, man. Now we're talking. Now, if we're going to talk about that, Nick Sakel, he got left guard snaps with the ones yesterday. Was good. Better than I've seen him. Now, Hargrave got a day off, so he didn't have to go against what Aaron Banks was going against all the time. We'll see there. We'll see kind of what that looks like. Right here, Leon Sandcastle. He says, John, I've seen Kalia. I have. I've watched Kalia Davis a lot. I haven't really seen anything good. Him and T.Y. McGill, I think they're fighting. They're both out there with the twos a lot. I think Kevin Givens is kind of, here's my defensive tackle rotation. This is mine, not theirs. Okay. You got your two studs, Hargrave, Malik Collins, Jordan Davis would be my 3. I think Kevin Givens would be my 4. And then you're talking that last one is Evan Anderson, who I'm putting ahead of Kalia Davis, T.Y. McGill, then Kalia Davis. I think that's kind of the defensive tackle at what I've seen. Hargrave's been great. Got a vet day off, though. Collins is good. Collins is built as that duo run stuffer, that duo. That's what he's going to do. So we'll see. We'll see how that plans out. But Kalia Davis, now a lot of that, too, is, okay, what is a good defensive tackle snap in training camp? You get push, and then you got to stop. You get push, then you got to stop. Because you can't hit, you know, can't tackle the running back unless you're Fred Warner. you can't touch the quarterback, can't do any of that. So that's part of it. So a lot of these guys are going to make their stake for playing time in the preseason games. And they're going to get a lot of snaps. Malik Collins ain't getting a lot of snaps. Javon Hargrave ain't getting a lot of snaps. It's going to be Kalia Davis, Evan Anderson. T.Y. McGill don't need a lot of snaps, but he might get some. That's where those guys are going to have the most out there. And again, you know, where my vantage point is from the side, where I watch defensive line play and offensive line play is from the backside, the all 22. Well, we're not there. Nobody's allowed over there. So, like, that's what that is. So we'll see when the tape comes out. And again, so excited. We got a game in a little over a week. I'm going to be there. My wife and I, we're flying out to Nashville. If you're going to Nashville for the game, we're going to be holding an event, a free event, over at PBR Live right before the game. So Saturday, it's just going to be chill, no tickets or anything like that. There might be a cover, but it might include a drink. I don't know. But if you're there, 49ers fans, go out to PBR Live. We're going to walk to the stadium together, have a good time. It's not like one of our full events where you have a player out and stuff. It's just going to be Niners hanging out at a bar, having a good time together, walking over, supporting the team. But after that, oh, I'm so excited. We get new tape to break down, baby.
That's going to be up on the 49ersrush.com. That's going to be up on our Patreon page. Every offensive play, every defensive play, special teams play, broken down for you guys. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Can't wait. Going to be a lot of fun. Now, right here, David, he says, T.O. Jr. sounds like he is impressed. Would be nice to stick him on the practice squad. I think that's best case scenario. He's lost a lot of times. I'm going to be honest. Doesn't get any separation at all. Contested catches are his thing. And he's gotten a lot more snaps because Brandon Ayuk's out. Danny Gray was out yesterday as well. Let's talk about this. That last wide receiver spot's going to be, it's going to be a nightmare. I have no clue how they're going to solve that. Like, you look at the locks, okay? Ayuk's going to be a lock. Debo's going to be a lock. Juwan Jennings a lock. Pearsall's a lock. Cowing's a lock. That's five. Usually keep five to six. So maybe one more than that. And so you look at T.O. Jr., I don't even put into the competition for this. Yeah, he's made some plays. And I'm not trying to, like, downplay. He's just got, he needs a lot more seasoning. And he's got to know how to handle certain coverage situations. There's been on more than one occasion where the quarterback looked frustrated where T.O. Jr. went. It's him. Anyway. So having said that, Danny Gray, Trent Taylor, Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley. These four, maybe one, maybe two make it. I don't know how you pick. I don't know. All of them have had very positive camps. Danny Gray, I think he has the most upside. I think he's the fastest person on the team. He's benefited the most with Ayuk being out. He's gotten almost all the first team X snaps since he's been out. But yesterday he goes out there to stretch. Shout out to Steph Sanchez, the best there is. She caught this on video. I was there. I didn't even notice it. He goes out there to stretch in pads, gets frustrated. Goes, talks to the trainers, runs inside, visibly upset. Didn't practice. His plan was to practice. He missed those snaps. But, you know, I think what he adds on special teams is a punt gunner. I think his potential is the highest of the four. We'll see. Trent Taylor, good Lord. Trent Taylor's back to 2017 Trent Taylor. I freaking love him, man. He looks like just a little Energizer Bunny out there. He's tiny as hell next to everybody. Smaller than Ronnie Bell, which is saying a lot. Catches everything all the time. His path is trust and probably the best punt returner on the team. Safest for sure. Ricky Pearsall eventually would, they'd probably prefer it to be him. But do you want Ricky Pearsall out there returning a punt week one? Primetime game? I'm not saying Pearsall don't have it. I don't believe in rookie punt returners ever. I don't believe in that. Maybe after the bye. Pearsall looks the most comfortable catching those punts, though, in practice. Like, he's got it. Like, he's smooth, calm, cool, collected. It's Trent Taylor, then it's Ricky Pearsall. Jacob Cowing would probably be number three for me. Ronnie Bell would be last. But Ronnie Bell's been getting a lot of reps there. So Trent Taylor catches everything, can play all the spots, probably just be, you know, the slot guy. Can you slide Trent Taylor by on the practice squad? Is somebody else going to snipe him? Could he be one of those vet, whatever, called up? That's what the 49ers want, but that's a gamble. And so if that's a gamble you take, now you've Ronnie Bell or Pearsall is going to be your punt returner week one. Is that what you want to see? I don't like it. I don't like it. And so right here, Sean, what's up, man? He says, heard Bell had himself a day yesterday. He did. Now, Ronnie Bell is interesting because he's finally getting snaps where he should. Danny Gray getting hurt last year, they basically pulled Ronnie Bell from the slot and moved him to the X, which is not his spot. That's not where he should play. But he did a good job filling in, and he gave depth. And so that was awesome. Now he's back at the Z spot, Debo, getting jet motions and stuff yesterday, which was cool. They did a jet motion fake handoff, then hit him in the flats, kind of like they do Debo sometime. Look good. Now, the negative of Ronnie Bell, he can't get separation. Every time they target Ronnie Bell, he is draped. But the positive, he's making contested catches. He had two great leaping grabs over the middle yesterday. It was awesome. So, like, what do you want?
it's if you're a wide receiver that can't get separation, Niners are okay with that. That's who Debo is. That's who Juwan Jennings actually gets separation. But, you know, with Ronnie Bell, like, he's tough as hell. You know he's going to block his rear end off, returner upside, all that stuff. I don't want him as a returner, but I don't mind him as, like, a third string guy. If injuries happen, you can put him out there. But contested catches were never part of his game as Michigan. Now that's his bread and butter. So I love to see that. I don't know. I think that he might have the lowest ceiling of all these four wide receivers. But he's done it the most consistently recently for the 49ers. Chris Conley, dude plays everywhere. X, Z, slot, special teams all over the place. He does everything perfectly. You could argue, I think he had the highest rating in the Super Bowl, PFS score. Like, Chris Conley could do it all. You ain't got to worry about him. Athleticism, off the charts. Size, off the charts. IQ, off the charts. Comfort level, off the charts. Like, so what is it that you're going for? Potential, Danny Gray. Special teams, Trent Taylor. Versatility, done it the most recently, Ronnie Bell. Most comfortable, Chris Conley. I don't know. I don't know. Right here, Salty says, you know, last wide receiver should be Conley, demon special teams player, decent wide receiver. He can do it all. He can do it all. He really, really can. So I don't know what that's going to be. And I think it's going to kind of solve itself. Now, Ronnie Bell still has an issue with drops. You didn't yesterday. You know, popped one of them up over the middle, one of those contested catches. It was a high ball. He caught two last practice, but practice to go before that, popped one up right over the middle in between the hashes. Tip drill, didn't get intercepted, but it's like we saw those interceptions last year in preseason. That's going to be an issue with them. What that looks like. Now, I do want to get to a negative. I haven't done any yet. Robert Beal Jr., who I think I really wanted to see more of, and I think his preseason games, he might have the most riding on that out of any player on this roster. You know, obviously the 4.4 speed, he's a straight line guy. He's jacked, you know, huge muscles. He got like 34 inch arms. Like length, strength, speed. That's what he is. Tight hipped, no bend, no splash. Haven't seen it in training camp. We didn't see him last year in training camp. Remember, he got injured the day before full pads went on. Haven't seen much. Yeah, I think he's kind of at the back end of that defensive end rotation. I think Alex Barrett's ahead of him. Sam Ekwonu, that dude might be starting our Bravo group right now. Sam Ekwonu or Austin Bryant. Defensive end depth, huge negative. Drake Jackson ain't even going to play in training camp. So the next addition to the team, I think, is probably going to be a defensive end. We'll see what happens. Yeah, Dan, he says, Bill at kick returner? Man, why not? Why not? Now, the kick returner has been fun to see. They have no clue. This is another negative. I'll do back-to-back negatives. I talked about this a little bit yesterday right after practice. It's bad out there, man. The idea of being proactive versus reactive, 49ers are being reactive. Not getting a lot of reps. They don't know what they're doing. They really, really don't. And maybe it pans out. We've got the returners to do it, but they had like 12 returners back there. All right. Now all the reps are cutting to fifths. And like each returner group only got like one rep yesterday. So we'll see. We'll see what that looks like. But special teams is negative. Now, Jake Moody's look good, but Mitch Wisnowski looked like he tweaked something. And they were working out punters yesterday. I don't know what was going on there, but we'll see. Jake Moody's looked consistently good. Game situations and all that stuff, you know, making that huge kick in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl and then in overtime, that's huge. I think that's going to carry a long way for his psyche. I really, really do. And I hope that the positive things come from that. Now, here we go. We got Uncle Salty. How has Cody Schrader looked at camp? He's looked good. He's looked faster than I thought he would be. And he's been a guy that he gets to the outside really, really well. But, you know, in my notes under positives, I said running backs, all of them. All of them. I don't know if anybody's making ground
on anybody. And there was, you know, a thing where people were talking about, oh, man, you know, like Jordan Mason's going to be number two. And I do think Jordan Mason's the second best running back on this team. But Elijah Mitchell has looked great. Elijah Mitchell looks huge. That dude, he looks big. He's going through warmups and he's got his like jersey tucked in and he's just, you know, whatever, just before warmups, some practice. And I'm like, who is that? And Matthew next to me is like, dude, that's Mitchell. I'm telling you, dude looks, he looks good. Now he's kind of like Danny Gray. Can he stay healthy? So far, so great. I don't think Jordan Mason's going to get snaps in front of Elijah Mitchell. I don't think he will. I think he should. That's my own personal preference. And Kyle Shanahan might see them as 2A, 2B. But he's not. Elijah Mitchell has done nothing to lose this job. He's been really, really, really good. Leon, appreciate you. He says, Schrader finishes 40 with a limp. He's faster than he timed. His tape is fun. Yeah, go watch it. We've got it up on the 49ersrush.com. And scroll through our, you know, player breakdown. Scroll down till you see Cody Schrader. It's fun tape. And he's in the SEC. He led the SEC in rushing. It's not like he was doing it against scrubs. Like, dude can play football. The problem is Patrick Taylor Jr. has looked better. Patrick Taylor, like, I don't know how they don't get Patrick Taylor Jr. on this roster. Now, with Isaac Garrido getting hurt, and it's a bad hurt, that changes everything. Now, are you worried about Patrick Taylor getting sniped? Not really, especially that you have Cody Schrader. So if neither of those two guys make the 53 and somebody steals Cody Schrader, very possible. I'll tell you right now, the 49ers would be 100% okay with having Patrick Taylor Jr. on the practice squad. He has looked good. He's getting snaps as a returner. Like, Patrick Taylor Jr. has looked good, really good, multiple days. So, I don't know, you're going to keep an extra wide receiver. You might be able to sneak Isaac Garrido on the IR to return and do a Cam Latu type thing. We'll see. The difference is he's not on the PUP because he practiced and then got hurt like the second damn day. Nah. With the same injuries he's had his whole career. I hate hamstring injuries, guys. I know I've talked about them in the past, but you know, that's an issue. So there's going to be some maneuvering with the roster to keep certain spots. Running back could be one of those. Cody Schrader's look good. Has he looked good enough to keep him over Trent Taylor, your punt returner? How many snaps is Cody Schrader going to get? Not much outside of special teams. So do you just keep, you know, CMC, Jordan Mason, Elijah Mitchell, Kyle Juszczyk, those four, put Isaac Garrido on IR, and then keep an extra wide receiver or cornerback or whatever, lineman? I like that idea. And you gamble with Cody Schrader and Patrick Taylor Jr., hoping one of them comes back to you? Everybody loves Kyle Shanahan running backs. We'll see. Right here, David said, I wish we could have kept Segun Olabi in the building. He has made some noise with the Colts. Man, they love our linebackers. And linebackers are weird. You know, one of my negatives, I put Lit, D. Winters, and Jalen Graham loose. Let them go. We've got them pigeonholed into these spots where they're not going to get any snaps. And they both have looked good. None of them. Neither one of those two guys are getting snaps at the Sam linebacker position, and it's driving me through a wall. D. Winters, just getting Will snaps. Jalen Graham, just getting Mike snaps. And the funny thing is, Jalen Graham's not even getting backup Mike snaps. He's the third string guy. DFF is taking all the Sam snaps with the ones and all the two snaps with the Mike. I mean, you got to have two injuries before one of these players is going to see the field. Now, well, D. Winters is the backup Will. And that's all he's playing. And it seems like they're kind of grooming him for next year. But I'm just like, man, are we really going to do this again with DFF getting all the Sam snaps and
Robinson getting all the backup sand snaps. Like, we've got a better linebacker, two better linebackers sitting there. Let them compete. And they're just not. And I know it's 20% of snaps. And shout out to Rich. He's awesome. But like, he's like, yeah, I don't really care about the linebacker three spot. And I'm like, man, everybody talking about offensive line costing us the last two Super Bowls. I'm sorry. I disagree. That number three linebacker, that is the weakness that Patrick Mahomes exploited in the 2019 Super Bowl with Quan Alexander, who got rushed back from injury. He was the worst player on the field in that day for either team. Got abused. Got absolutely abused. And then you go to this last Super Bowl. Look how Oren Burks played whenever Dre Greenlaw got hurt. Absolutely abused and picked on. Like, so, like, I get it. It's not just everybody wants to talk offensive line because that was the obvious one. But it's like, man, this number three linebacker spot has been a weakness. Yeah, and again, sticking with the Chiefs, you go back to when they destroyed us a year ago in season. It was a close game. I think it was a three-point game. Dre Greenlaw got hurt. DFF came in. Every single run play, pass play was right at him. And so, we have the depth. Like, it's not like there's nobody else there. But it's like, man, the coaching staff is just, they have their DFF blinders on. And they are just like, this is all we got. And this is all we're, and they trust him. And I like DFF. I think he's a good special teams player. I don't think he's great. But it's just like, gosh, man, let somebody else try. And Curtis Robinson's good, but he hasn't been good in training camp. And whenever he's out there, that's where the offense is going. And so I know we're almost 80% nickel, 20%, but you can manipulate this. And the Chiefs have done it three times. And it's like, gosh, if y'all watch the tape, which Rich is the watch the tape guy. I'm not trying to steal his thing, but I'm just like, you know, if your thing is, oh, we got to beat the Chiefs, this is the area. How does Shanahan make his gold? In abusing linebackers. Finds a weak linebacker, exploits the hell out of him in the run game and passing game. That's what the Chiefs did to us three times. It's worked every time. Ugh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I miss Al Shire as well. Yeah, but he's getting, you know, what's he getting, like $10 million? Like, good Lord. And right here, Dan, yeah, Greenlaw had Kelsey in straps. You had Travis Kelsey, you know, over there about to fight his coach with his Waffle House menu on the sidelines of the Super Bowl. Then the injury happens. Everything switched after that. Everything. Ah, man. Now, the best way to support this show, I got to take a drink of coffee. So real quick, best way right here.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launched, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going. But the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So,
man, I cannot wait to break down some more tape. It seems like my voice is gone, guys. I think I got to call this episode. I need to go drink some tea. I got to do some more countdown videos later. I got a lot more notes, but I'll roll those over until tomorrow. I'm not going to be out at camp tomorrow. Got to stay home, take care of some family stuff. But I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, Dan. My 49ers Rush subscription namesake is getting inducted into the San Francisco Hall of Fame. That's right, man. I love it. We're going to start and end with some Frank Gore. So glad for the inconvenient truth and everything that he's brought to us. But unlike my voice, goodness, the rest of the faithful, you guys stay strong out there.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.